In 1981, we move in Kiltegan Group 2, the beautifully situated church up into the mountains in Moyne. If I were to single out one thing about Moyne that always struck me as being very interesting, it's the story of a particular individual connected with it. When I was growing up in Dublin, there was a retired bishop called Fred Willis. He was a rather distinctive character. He rode a bicycle around Dublin, and he acted, although he was a retired bishop, as a curate in an inner city Dublin parish. But everybody knew he'd had a distinguished life as a missionary bishop in India. He'd been Bishop of Delhi. I only realised when I arrived in this diocese that he was a son of the parish of Moyne, that they took great pride in him and all that he had achieved. And in Moyne, there is a picture of him as Bishop and of Delhi, all dressed up in his cope and his mitre. And during my years here, I had a chance to visit Delhi and go to the cathedral where once he was bishop. And so the whole story of Fred Willis came together, from growing up in Moyne to doing the work of an evangelist in Delhi to ending up as a bicycle riding Dublin curate in his senior years. A lovely story, and rooted in Moyne. 1981 was not a very happy year, for a reason I'll shortly come to, though for at least some it's a year to rejoice, because it saw the foundation of the Irish Green Party. But it was the year when the beet factory at Tuam closed, an ominous sign for the future, and the very difficult year of the 8th Block hunger strikes. Finally, and this is the thing I want to dwell on a little, it was the year when 48 young people died in a dreadful fire at a disco on Valentine's Eve at the Stardust in Artane in Dublin. I suppose the Stardust tragedy demonstrated how human suffering trumps all politics and great matters. Everything going on in the national life that weekend just came to a stop as people contemplated it. And of course, we realise with shock now just how dreadful health and safety was then, and how life in that part of the city was almost considered cheap, and how this was a wake-up call. There were inadequate fire extinguishers, escapes that had not been unlocked before the function, people who confused toilet doors with escape routes and found themselves confronting barred windows. There were the unsuccessful heroic efforts of the fire brigade to pull off the bars with chains and hooks attached to fire engines. The whiff of sulphur remains over the Stardust, and the families feel still they've never got full explanations or closure. There have been dark hints of cover-ups. There was an initial judicial inquiry, and although it made hugely important recommendations for the future, particularly about fire safety, people feel there is more to be discovered. For reasons that were never fully justified, the original inquiry attributed the fire to arson, thus allowing the owners to obtain a compensation under the rules prevailing at that time, albeit the parts of the structure as it was in 1981 lacked planning permission. The families of the victims continue to believe that no one has ever really been held to account for the deplorable failings of that night, and that justice has never been fully done. The memory of that night weighs especially heavily on people my age. Those who died were of similar age, with lives apparently stretching ahead of them. Within minutes, they were no more.